Fab Lab Podcast, episode 55, Transformation.
Welcome to the Fab Lab Podcast, where we focus on the business side of your stone shop so you can achieve higher profits and lower frustration inside your business and more life outside of it.
Welcome back to the Fab Lab Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Crowley, all alone in the Fab Lab studio here. My co-host, Wes Rice, is still on vacation, so I'm going solo once again here. We're going to talk about the transformation. I'm kind of glad to be all alone because this is something that has really affected me personally in a tremendous way. Complete paradigm shift, a total realignment of how I view management, leadership, and running a business. And so I am so glad to be finally getting to this topic of the transformation after so much time discussing the train wreck, what happened in 2018 in my stone shop, talking about the turnaround, really the change that occurred in the business's performance over the last 9 months, but now the transformation. Those were great things. Those set the stage. Those experiences over the last year, year and a half, really became the foundation for this unbelievable shift in my thinking as it relates to everything that I will do from here on out as I lead this stone fabrication company. And as I understand management, leadership, and organization, it is so fantastic, and I am so excited to share that with you today. But before we get to that, I've got some other exciting news. I want to let you know, I want to announce today a new sponsor for the Fab Lab Podcast, the Stone Fabricators Alliance. A great group of people I've been associated with for years is now an official sponsor. And so today, in our sponsorship moment, allow me to introduce the SFA to you, the audience of the Fab Lab Podcast. If you don't already know about this great organization, it is a group of fabricators. It's a grassroots organization of fabricators helping fabricators. Now, I want to tell you a story that one of the board members told me, something that occurred right after they joined the Stone Fabricators Alliance. They joined... Then they had this opportunity to bid this giant island. The owner saw an edge in this magazine. Fabricator didn't have the profile. Didn't want to spend $6,000 on buying the profile for one job. So they put a post out on the Stone Advice forum. Immediately heard back from another fabricator that had that profile, had it already set up on the cones. That other fabricator, that other member of the SFA, no questions asked, no cost, no fee, no charges, put that set of tooling in a box and shipped it to this new member who's now a board member of the SFA so that they could complete this job. No questions asked. Now this fabricator that received this generous offer, this generous use of these toolings, reciprocated in a very respectful, very professional way. But that is just the essence. That is the tip of the iceberg as it relates to how this community functions. The SFA has a tremendously vibrant community. They've got a Facebook group that's got about 6,000 members. You can join today. If you become a member, you can join their online web forum. And beyond that, they do workshops all over the country. In addition to doing their famous cage at TICE, the International Surface Event, and at Coverings, where they set up this massive area inside the show where they do demonstrations and demos and teaching and training and workshops, they also do fabrication shop workshops all over the country. And I want to mention that right now they've got an event scheduled August 1st and 2nd in South Holland, Illinois, just outside of Chicago, at Sambor Stone LTD. They're going to be discussing porcelain fabrication, porcelain testing, and a digital stoneworking concept. And so if you're in the area, you may want to visit that fantastic event. So make sure you check out stonefabricatorsalliance.com and support this fantastic group of fabricators that now supports the Fab Lab Podcast. So now let's get back to our topic, the title, transformation. What has transformed? How has the last 9 months since the train wreck and the turnaround shifted and changed my perspective? It has been a complete and total paradigm shift, an amazing realignment in my understanding of leadership and management and how to organize and run a business. So some of you probably know that I wrote a book about 10 years ago called Less Chaos, More Cash. For you to understand what has transformed, I got to at least set the stage for where I was, how I thought, what my mindset was, and what it has transformed to. And so the basis for that principle, that methodology of effective delegation by assigning the position, defining the result, and designing the operation, I look back now and I can see that was entirely oriented around the motivation behind that was to solve my own personal frustrations and to minimize mistakes that cost my business money. That was really the essence of it. Now, effective delegation is necessary for any successful business to grow and to keep the promise made to the customer. So the underlying tool is absolutely essential and correct. But my underlying motivation, I look back now and I can see that solving frustration was not enough of a motivator to compel me and to compel the rest of my organization to continue to utilize that methodology in the business in my absence. And so that's the transformation, is my motivation, the underlying reason why I delegate. Now, delegating does reduce frustration, and delegating effectively does increase profits by reducing mistakes. But if you can't get yourself to do the difficult work, if you can't fly the plane and fix the wing at the same time, which is to say, if you can't continue to run your business and then begin to apply this methodology of effective delegation, it doesn't do you any good. So the motivation has got to be there. The motivation has got to be correct, and it's got to be sufficient to compel us as leaders, owners, managers of our businesses to actually do that work. And that is what has transformed in my mind, the underlying motivation. And the essence of that is potential. Not reducing frustration, but reaching our full potential. And to do that, we have to understand two words, mastery and leverage. And this is what I completely missed for the last 10 years. And this is what I'm going to share with you now. It's about mastery and leverage. And so mastery, what do I mean by that? Well, here's a fact. Fellow stone shop owner, department supervisor, highly skilled lead installer or finisher who leads a team of finishers, machine operator, programmer, you have spent years and years and years, most likely, blood, sweat, and tears, most likely, accumulating, acquiring a vast array of knowledge, skill, experience, expertise, and intuition that you now possess. You are an incredibly, almost priceless asset in your field, because you have mastered that. And the way you operate, because of all of that experience, because of all of that expertise, because of all of that knowledge and skill and intuition, you operate at a very, very high level of performance. What you produce is amazing. And what commonly happens when that kind of result is delivered on an ongoing basis, the need for it increases. And there comes a point in time at which the demand on your product, your skill, your knowledge, your participation, the results that you are responsible for producing, there comes a time at which the demand exceeds your time to deliver it. And that is where things get interesting, because at that point, we have a choice to make. We can either cap the capacity and say, well, the business is going to have to basically reach this level and not exceed it because I only have so many hours in the day available to me to provide my experience and expertise and knowledge and skill and intuition. And so we'll put a governor on the engine and we'll just level off and this is the place we'll stay. Or you can add capacity in the interest of continuing to provide that level of results just on a larger scale. But to do that, you have to add people. And that is where the first problem occurs with mastery. Think of it this way. Think of a stream. Think of a beautiful river, crystal clear water, pure. It has so much potential. Downstream, it's, you know, animals are drinking from it. People's wells are replenished by that. It irrigates, you know, fields downstream so crops can be grown. People can fish in that river. There's just all kinds of amazing things. The ecology, you know, is sustained because of that pure water that runs downstream. So imagine whether this is a beaver, whether this is a storm, whether it's, you know, whatever, mismanagement of the forest, but logs fall down and debris accumulates and there becomes a dam. It gets dammed up, it gets clogged up, and that water can no longer get downstream. Well, everything downstream of that log jam now begins to suffer because it is needing what that stream has to offer. Just like an organization that's growing needs that mastery to continue to grow. But if it gets backed up, if it gets stopped, if it gets restrained somehow, everything downstream suffers. But then you have this other dynamic that takes place. That potential, all of that water begins to back up. It begins to build. A big lake or a pond or a reservoir begins to, you know, accumulate. But at some point, that accumulated water, the reservoir, overflows what's stopping it. And then you either breach the dam or it cascades over the dam, and then you have this terrible destruction that follows. And I think there's a parallel here. And this is the first point about mastery and the transition in leveraging it. So here's what happens. The business needs that capacity to grow, so they add staff, or the owner hires somebody, or the supervisor hires somebody, or the lead installer hires a trainee. And they've got all this potential, all of this knowledge and experience is backing up, and it needs to be transferred so that the capacity can increase. But somehow it gets stopped. It gets blocked. Somehow the connection isn't made. The transition isn't made. The transfer isn't made. And so that highly skilled master recognizes that it's not continuing. The same performance, the same results aren't being achieved by the person they've hired to continue that work. And so this frustration starts to build. It starts to back up. The gap between what they know is possible, and here's that word potential. We subconsciously know what is possible. We understand that there is great potential there, but somehow this person that we have hired to help us continue that work is missing the mark. The potential isn't being realized, and that is where that frustration occurs. And very oftentimes, it finally gets to the point, it builds, and then it just breaks through the dam and there's an explosion. Sometimes the supervisor, the owner, the lead installer fires the employee because they can't produce the results they expect or think are possible. Or they explode in frustration at that individual, completely catching them off guard. It's destruction. It is counterproductive. It doesn't help at all. In the same way that a dam, when it's breached, just out of the blue, lets this massive wall of water run downstream, and instead of bringing life to everything downstream that needs it, it actually brings destruction. Same thing is true in this transfer of mastery. And so for our companies to experience its full potential, for an owner, for a supervisor, for a lead installer or finisher, for them to see that mastery that they have accumulated, that they have acquired, that they have earned through blood, sweat, and tears continued, there has got to be an effective transition to figure out how to leverage that. How do we transfer all of that potential, all of that mastery, that knowledge, that wisdom, that experience, that expertise, that intuition that is so profoundly necessary for the success of the company? How do we multiply that? How do we expand it beyond the number of hours that the master has available to contribute to the company? That's the question here, and that's the transformation. As I've shifted this dynamic in my mind, I've realized this isn't about reducing frustration, although it does do that. This is about the company. This is about the individual experiencing the full potential. There is something inside of us as human beings that recognize terrible tragedy when potential isn't realized. We see it with athletes all the time, these people that have just amazing gifts, are so talented. They have so much potential, and then they throw it away through decision-making or some terrible circumstance they get themselves into. And there's this sense of loss. Even though we're not them, we still experience it. We recognize it when something is lost, when that potential isn't realized, when somebody throws it away, it hurts. There's a cost. There's loss there. And the same thing I believe is true for every master. When a master finds themselves, when the need for their mastery exceeds their ability to provide it, because there isn't enough time in the day, and they hire somebody to help them continue it, and that breaks down, that is where that frustration originates. And so the goal here, the motivation can't be to simply solve the frustration. The goal here, the transformation is to see just how incredibly valuable that knowledge, experience, skill, wisdom, expertise, and intuition is, and to understand how necessary it is for that to continue and how much the company needs it to reach its potential. So that's where we have to start. That's the transformation. Once we grasp that, the enormity of that fact of just how much value we as masters of our crafts bring to our businesses, then we can begin to understand, okay, there's tremendous value here. There's tremendous potential here within my mastery. Now, how do I leverage it? And leverage is essentially a way to multiply force. Multiply effort. You take a lever on a bulldozer, you pull back on the lever, and the hydraulic system magnifies that. It multiplies it, times 100, times 1,000, times 10,000 to exert way more force than the individual pulling the lever could ever exert on his own. And that is the possibility here. That is what has got me so excited about this concept, this complete transformation in my understanding of how to delegate, but not just how to delegate, why to delegate. The reason we need to delegate is because companies absolutely are desperate for our mastery to be multiplied throughout the organization so our companies can continue to grow and provide the level of service that we have always provided, to provide the level of competency and results that we have always provided, but just on a larger scale. So that is the essence of this transformation, identifying our mastery and then learning how to communicate it. How do we transfer that mastery so that the company can continue to expand, so individuals could step into those roles, they can get up to speed. How does somebody with 15 years of experience transfer that knowledge to an individual that has 5 months of experience and still produce the same kind of results so that the potential of the organization is realized? Well, that is where delegation comes in. That is effective delegation. That is assigning the task, defining the result, and designing the operation. So the tools are there. It's the motivation that has shifted. And that is what I am so excited about, because your company needs what you have to offer. The problem is you've only got so many hours in the day to offer it. And we've got to find a way to leverage that mastery so that our full potential is realized. And that is what the rest of season two and the Fab Lab podcast is really going to be focused on. Like I said, the last three episodes, the train wreck, the turnaround, that was just the foundation. The transformation has changed everything for me going forward. And this is how I'm going to look at this. This is how I've begun to outline this in my mind so that I can begin to completely start over from scratch, implementing this transformed mindset in my own business, realizing just how much I have to offer, realizing how much my supervisors have to offer and how much my lead men have to offer in their respective roles so that we can harness it, so that we can capture that, so we can transfer it, and so that that amazing result that is performed, those amazing results that are achieved when the masters do it, can be multiplied so that the company isn't restrained, so its full potential isn't log jammed, so that we can continue to grow this business and yet continue to provide the same level of excellent delivery as we have always done as masters of our crafts. And so there's three ways we're going to look at this: consciousness, communication, and coaching. The consciousness and the coaching were missing in my mindset. We had the communication. We had the means to delegate. We didn't have the awareness of our mastery, and we didn't have the understanding of how to coach somebody with 5 months of experience to the point where they could produce results like a guy with 15 years of experience. So that's what we're going to talk about. So consciousness, number one, like I've been talking about, we have got to become fully aware of the skills that we have mastered within our respective area of responsibility. Number two, we got to figure out how to communicate that. If we can't transfer that mastery, well, then it doesn't go anywhere. So communicating is documenting and transferring that so somebody else can step in and produce those same results. Then there is the third C, the coaching component of this transformation of leverage. Getting leverage requires a conscious awareness of our mastery, effective communication and transferring of that mastery. And then the third C is coaching. Somebody who steps into that role and receives the documentation on day one isn't going to be producing results on day two. There is a period of time where they've got to become familiar with it. They need somebody to come alongside them. The master, the journeyman, has got to come along and coach them, recognizing the potential, recognizing the opportunity for a legacy, for their own skill, knowledge, wisdom, expertise, and intuition to be not only continued, but to be multiplied. There is tremendous fulfillment for the master, for the coach, to experience that, to see somebody with way less experience producing the same results. That is an achievement of epic proportions. That is a level of fulfillment and gratification that is just incredible for that person who is transferring all of that knowledge so that it can not only continue, but can expand, can multiply, can grow with the company so that the company is benefited, so the individual that's now learning that skill is benefited, and for the master to get that satisfaction of having left a legacy that is lasting and actually grows beyond their own impact. That is powerful. Consciousness, communication, and coaching. The three C's of leverage. Remember, we started this. It's about potential. We reach our potential by understanding mastery and leverage. We're going to take those two concepts and we're going to apply them to our businesses going forward. I'm going to continue on this subject and topic for sure through the rest of season two and probably forever, because it has so impacted me as a leader. This is going to change the way I lead my business forever. And I am so grateful for the opportunity to be with you on this podcast, on this journey, fellow fabricator, as we seek to improve the business side of our stone fabrication companies so that we achieve our full potential at work and more life outside of work. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure you continue to tune in to the Fab Lab podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, make sure you do so you get notifications for the next episode, which we'll have next week for sure. Make sure that you write a review or rate the podcast and share it with anybody else you know that would benefit. If you have found value in the Fab Lab podcast, would you please share that with others? And would you please support the sponsors of the Fab Lab podcast so we can continue to produce this fantastic content in our goal, in our effort, in our endeavor to help the stone industry? So until next time, happy fabricating.